tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a best singer.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actor.
I want to be a model.
Boys and girls, thank you so much, and parents too, thank you so much for joining us today. Well, we know it must be Sunday because you're listening to us. So good day if you happen to be on the West Coast or anywhere else in the world. Now, all the families are home today, so there's no school or work. It's just relaxing and getting ready for the next day. Now, this is a family tradition. Of course, Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. It is a family tradition with mommy, daddy, grandma, nanas, grandpa, poppy, aunts and uncles, babysitters, and people who just care about bedtime fun. Now, our fantastic host is going to be here soon, and that'll be Starfish, and it's going to be such a nice day because guess what, boys and girls? We are going to be talking about a wonderful, wonderful genre, and that is jazz. So I thought you would really love today. So get ready for those fingers, get ready for those hands, and snapping those feet, because it's going to be all about jazz soon. So I want to thank you also for joining the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, and Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. So, boys and girls, I know that it's the month of August. It is really hot. Definitely not a time for a sweater. Definitely not a time for even a blanket, because it is scorching hot out here. And I know that you're already out there playing. What do you do when you're out there playing? I don't know. Are you quiet? Are you making any noise? Let's think about that. What do we do when we're at the playground playing with our friends and have an opportunity to be able to go outside? Well, what we do normally is play outside, and we may be on swings, and we may be on that goes up and down. Can you guess what that is? I think Casey's guessing. She said a seesaw that goes up and down. So let's bring those boys and girls in. I hear you. Okay, boys and girls. I know it's going to be something today. What's going on? Are you ready? Well, there's plenty that's going to be happening today. And we're glad that you joined us and getting ready to talk with us. Hey, who's there?
Hello, Aunt Jewel. How are you?
Oh, it's Starfish, boys and girls. I am so happy that you're here.
How is everyone doing today? Where I am on the East Coast in Washington, D.C., it is quite rainy.
Oh, I was just going to say, is it hot out there that you could fry an egg? And you're saying, no, you need a raincoat.
Yes, I do. I need a raincoat. It's like my home because I live in the water.
So you are really enjoying today right now.
Oh, yes, I am.
I was just telling the boys and girls that maybe you're not able to play outside in the West Coast, in the East Coast, but certainly out here, the boys and girls are still playing. And I just wanted them to hear some of the sounds that is going on. Casey always told me that she's on a Casey told me that she's on a seesaw. So, Starfish, what's up?
Of course. Boys and girls, come out and play. Boys and girls. Hey, boys and girls. Come out and play. I know you want to play some music. Just hold on. We will definitely have our own little band. I know there's so many boys and girls on the West Coast playing outside and enjoying their time, while here on the East Coast, we play games on the inside. But for the West Coast, boys and girls, hey, boys and girls, come on in. It's bedtime. I know you want to stay outside, but come on over. Boys and girls, come on. Please come inside. Let's have a good bedtime story. All right. 2 more minutes, boys and girls. Oh, they're certainly so lively.
Right, sounds like they don't want to go inside.
Exactly. But they're all settled. And you know, here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, we always have a list because our boys and girls, our audience, our listeners are so smart and intelligent, and they know what the process we must go through to get ready for bedtime. Now let's think of our list. A list is something that we make in order, and I know you know it because you are great, our favorite viewers of our radio show, Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story. What's the first thing on the list? I'll give you 2 seconds.
Can we have a clue?
It involves having toys.
Do you have to put
boys
them away?
Oh, yes, Aunt Jewel, and boys and girls, that's exactly it. You must clean up your toys before you even go and get ready for bed. Everything must be nice and tidy and organized, and I know you know how to do that. Number 2, of course, eat your dinner because you want to have a healthy body to get ready for the next day. And some of you boys and girls are starting your first day of school tomorrow. There are some boys and girls who are starting after Labor Day, but I know Mr. Noah, who is going to be 7 years old, he's now 6, is starting his first day in first grade.
Wow, that's important. First day?
Yes, first grade. And I know, boys and girls, you may think it's sort of scary getting into first grade and going from kindergarten to first grade, but Miss Carol and will be our guest in a few weeks after Labor Day, and she will help you guys get ready for school and being confident in meeting new friends and having a new teacher.
Taking all the fears away.
Exactly. So, boys and girls, let's start our bedtime list here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story.
We're ready.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep, so what could you have missed? Did you
boys and girls, I know you can sing along because you certainly have that bedtime list stuck in your brain. And you know what? You know what, Aunt Jules?
What is that?
You can bring that checklist to school and share it with your friends and compare your checklist to others.
Good idea, Starfish. This is a really good idea. And also, it'll help you with making even friends.
Exactly.
And I bet you there's some things that you both do that are the same thing, too. It sounds like a long list, but when you find out that your friends are doing the same thing, then it doesn't seem so long after all.
And while you're doing those things on your checklist when you're at home, you can think about how others, your friends or your new friends, are doing the same exact thing, probably even at the same exact time.
Exactly. And I bet you they probably even have a pillow pet just like you.
I'm sorry, Aunt Jewel. Can you repeat that for us? We can't quite hear you.
Oh, I was just saying, I bet you will find that some of your friends have a pillow pet just like you and do some of the same things. And having favorite pajamas and making sure that their room is clean and making sure that they brush their teeth. Well, the clock is certainly saying you better do that before the time runs out.
Exactly. And I know sometimes the bedtime list can be quite long, and you probably are telling your mom, Mom, do I have to do it? But if you think about all the other little boys and girls who are doing the same exact thing, the same exact time, you'll feel confident in yourself knowing that you're not the only one that has to go through that bedtime list.
And you'll also find out that you're not the only one that has to go to bed.
Of course, everyone needs to go to Dreamland. Dreamland, as we always talked about here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story, is where you can use and expand and broaden your imagination.
Oh, yes, and that's a wonderful place to be because no one ever says no.
Exactly. So school days are certainly coming soon, tomorrow, or even after Labor Day, and you enjoyed your vacations with your family, camping, going to trips, traveling the world, having double sleepovers. Do you know what double sleepovers are, Aunt Jewel?
No, I don't. What is that?
Well, sometimes, boys and girls, we're not only lucky enough to have one sleepover with one friend, but their friend may have even slept over two nights in a row. Or they would have it when a boy or a girl would have their friend sleep over their house, and then the next night they would sleep over their friend's house. It's just so many room and time for adventures.
So it just repeats itself. One night they stay with you, another night you stay with them.
Exactly. So we are so excited, and I know you're so excited for school. If you have school tomorrow, we need to get all those jitters out, and the best way to get jitters out is to dance. Now,
yes,
boys and girls, there are so many things that you can, so many songs and so many types of music that you can dance to. And I know a great type of music that has been playing, especially throughout the summer, and they have many concerts throughout the summer, and that is called jazz. Boys and girls, let's get in the mood for some jazz. Dixieland jazz.
Dixieland jazz, Dixieland jazz, best jazz in
tell us all about the instruments in a Dixieland jazz band.
First, we have the rhythm section, and here are the drums. And then we have the bass. Yeah, let's hear that piano man now. Then we have the horn section. So let's hear that trumpet now. Let's hear that trombone now. Hear that clarinet. When you mix all these instruments together, this is what it's going to sound like.
I think we're going to have a jazzy good night, and we're going to be sharing with the kids and parents, and we're going to introduce them to jazz, summertime.
Exactly.
We're going to do what with the band?
Exactly. It is not your regular baby's bedtime story, but a jazzy good night, sharing with kids, parents, and a wonderful reminder of summertime. Blowing with the band.
Whoa, wee. Now, you know the other thing, Starfish, jazz is very much like playground music. When you play the kids coming in from the playground, we heard all different sounds, and it was everywhere. We heard clanking and banging and pushing, and yes, even screaming, yelling, and barking.
I know, jazz is so much fun. You just feel it in your body. You feel it in your soul.
You certainly do.
But
and it's
before we jump around and go side to side and learn about new instruments, what is our third thing after we eat on our bedtime list that we must go through?
Well, we know that we play. Well, we know that we played very hard outside, and we know that where clothes started out being clean, but now they, at the end of the day, now they are dirty, and this is one of the favorite times that we love because we have a song to help you be able to do this. It's rubbing your bath, getting all the dirt off of you.
Exactly. Now that your belly is filled and toy room is clean, we must also clean our bodies. And that involves bath time. Bring out that rubber ducky. Bath time by Music Maestro. Maestro.
The water is fine, fine, fine. Soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale. It's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubble. Tub, 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 I'm gonna scrub, scrub, scrub. Every part of me, it's my bath time. Wash my toes, toes, toes. Scrub my ears and my nose. Wash my body, oh, it's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubbles. The water is fine, fine, fine. The soap is mine, mine, mine. Scrub and shine, shine, shine. It's my bath time. The water is nice and warm. Makes me feel at home. Like a baby whale. It's my bath time. Ba, 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 bubbly bubbles.
And
yes,
it was, Aunt Jewel. Yes, it was, because this time not only just having the rubber ducky just floating along in the bathtub and all the bubbles, but you were able to play with instruments, even if they were not metal or even plastic, but just your fingers and your lips.
Exactly. You can make music just with your hands and mouth alone. You don't need an instrument. Your body can be the instrument.
And that's exactly what we talked about or spoke about when it came time with the similarities about storytelling and jazz. You're telling the story, you're improvising, and it's spontaneous.
And sometimes, boys and girls, I know when you're outside, you heard the birds chirping, or you might have heard the woodpecker pecking at the tree on the brick, and that all can make music.
And the song you played before had talked about the different instruments that you can have, the percussions, and hearing that so deep, deep, deep. But it's wonderful that we have all these stories to be able to tell so that you'll know a lot more about jazz. Because it doesn't mean a thing if you don't have that swing.
Exactly.
Well, Starfish, I would love to read a book. But guess what? The clock is telling us that it's time to read a book. Time to move on to bedtime stories.
We cannot forget about our favorite thing to do, which is bedtime. So Grandpa and Nana and Yaya and Auntie and Uncle, let's get snuggled. We're all clean. Our rooms are clean. Our bellies are filled. Let's get our favorite PJs on and take a trip to Aunt Jewel's Dreamland.
Well, we already heard the clock. It's already striking. And Grandpa Roberts is already, I think he's getting a jump on everybody here. Well, this book that we have today is a special gift to all of us because it is the Theodore Seuss Gazelle Honor. It won an award. And it is called Jazz Baby by Lisa Willer. And the illustrator is Greg R. Gregory Christie. So are you ready, boys and girls? You have
I have my favorite PJs on, and I'm all snuggled.
Oh, good. Starfish is all ready. She has her favorite PJs. And I know that Aaron, who just had a birthday, I know he's got his favorite PJs. And Casey, who's waiting for that new baby girl. So, Jazz Baby. Now, brother's hand taps. And sister's hand snaps. And itty-bitty baby's hand
flaps. Grandpa,
now Granny sings the scant, and Diddy Bobby Baby goes rat tat tat. Now Mom sings high, and Daddy sings low. Now Snappy Jazzy Baby says, go, baby, go. So they toot, 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 and they snap, snap, snap. And the bouncing baby bebops with a clap, clap, clap. Auntie's toes snap. Uncle Softshoes fancy dancing. Baby singing doo-wop doo. Cousin boom boom. Neighbors hip hop. Rough and stuff and baby goes bop, bop, bop. Mama swings high, and Daddy swings low, and swinging, singing, baby says, go, baby, go. So they boom, 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 and they hip, hip, hop, and the bouncing baby boogies with a bop, bop, bop. Now tempo, and the drummers beat, beat, and the bass player drums, and the snappy, happy baby goes rum, tum, tum. Now the tempo goes up, and the lights go down,
and Dizzy Dizzy Baby goes around and around. Now Daddy jumps high, and Mama bends low. Laughing Limbo Baby says, go, man, go. So they beat, 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 and they stomp, 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 and the bouncing baby limos with a romp, thump, thump. Now brother arms hold, sister arms hug, rocking, flying baby so warm and snug. Now grandpa smiles wide, and granny smiles too. Now drowsy, dozy baby sings la, la, loo. Now daddy sings the blues, and mama sings so sweet. While they snooze and wooze and baby sleeps deep, deep, deep. Oh, yeah. The end.
Wow, Jewel, that was so much fun. I just realized that all the times when we have rhyming on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Story, we're sort of making music. And if we just add some instruments, it could be a song.
Yeah, we can go, go, go.
And tap, tap, tap.
It's the world of jazz. I love all the jazz bands throughout the times. They're all so different, but it's amazing. They're still here.
Exactly. Jazz has been with us for so long.
Never gets old.
And you might not even know that you're listening to jazz. There can be all different types of jazz. As long as you have a beat, and you have a rhythm, and you have some soul, you've got jazz.
Wow, that's really something. So, boys and girls, what did you learn? Are you sleepy yet? Are your eyes turning down? Are you still high up, just like the bouncing baby? Go, man, go. We have, are you ready for another book?
Oh, yes, always.
I wonder, boys and girls, are you ready? Are you ready there? Are you ready, Erin? Are you ready, Tyrone? Or what about Susan? I know that Tia is ready. I can see it already in her eyes. And Ava, you have to be sleepy from that long vacation. Do you know anyone out there, Starfish?
I'm ready. I'm always ready.
Well, we have another book, and I wonder if you know what this little nursery rhyme or this little saying is. I wonder if you know what it is.
I certainly know what it is. Boys and girls, are you ready for our next bedtime story? Can't hear you.
I'm ready. I think I'm ready. I hope I'm ready. I think I'm ready.
And or would you like to hear my story, Aunt Jewel?
Well, let's see. What is your story?
My story is Zin Zin Zin, a violin.
Well, let's hear another story on jazz, and then we'll hear the violin, and then the kids all across the world will be able to tell what's the difference. They'll hear jazz, and they'll hear classical music, right, Starfish?
Oh, yes. There are so many types of jazz, as we said. So, what's the first line? Let's listen to a song, boys and girls. Let's get in the mood. Here we go.
I already
all that jazz, boys and girls.
I love that song. Understanding what jazz is. And since we have that, it also lets you know that it is improvising, so you can come up with any lyrics, things that make you feel so good and snapping your fingers. And we have this wonderful book called The Jazz Man, and it's going to help you have a better understanding, a clear understanding of what is jazz. Are you ready, Starfish?
I'm ready.
Oh, good, because this is going to call for some participation from you, because after all, that's what jazz is.
And after all, that's what Aunt Jules is about, being together.
Certainly it is. Kids and parents and friends and family, dogs and cats and mice and mice and just all that jazz. Well, this book is called This Jazz Man. Now, when I say the number, Starfish is going to guess what man this is, and she's going to tell us what the person's name is. Starfish, do you think you can do that?
I think I can, Aunt Jewel.
And I know boys and girls out there, and moms and dads, and aunts and uncles, and grandma and grandpa and grandpa, all, of course, Robert, will know the name of all of these nine great men who helped be able to frame jazz. Now, this book was written by Karen Earhart, and the pictures, the illustrations, was by R.G. Ross. So let's go. And it's got the beat, because you know that jazz always has the beat of This Old Man. Now, I know, boys and girls, you know that song because you played it at home or you played it at school. Or Starfish, have you ever heard of the little nursery rhyme? Oh, I hear it. It's telling us that it is time for bed. But
I've heard of This Old Man.
Oh, good. So then you'll understand this quite a bit. I'm so excited to hear this. So let's move on to This Jazz Man. This jazz man, he played one.
Louis Armstrong.
Okay. He played rhymes with his thumb, with a snap, snap, snazzy snap. Give the man a hand. This jazz man scans with the band.
Billy Bojangles Robinson.
This jazz man, he plays too. Oh, I'm sorry.
Keep going on, Joe. You're doing great.
Oh, good. And I know the boys and girls know this tune. He makes music with his shoe, with a tap, tap, shuffle, slap. Gives a man a hand. This jazz man stumps with the band.
Billy Bojangles Robinson.
Right, okay. Let's get ready for three. This jazz man, he plays three. He plays congas between his knees.
Ay, 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 ay. Luciano Pozo in Gonzalez.
Right, with a bippity bop, poppity pop. Give the man a hand. This jazz man pounds with the band. This jazz man, he plays four. He's conducting them through the score.
Edward Kennedy, also known as Duke Ellington.
Ooh. With the one and a two and a give the man a hand. This jazz man, he leads the band. You having fun, boys and girls? This jazz man, he plays five. He plays bebop, he plays jive.
Charlie Bird Parker.
With the biddly bop, bebop, gives a man a hand. This jazz man blows with the band. This jazz man, he plays six. He plays solos with his sticks, with the boppity bop, bopula, boom. Give the man a hand. This jazz man beats with the band. Boys and girls, can you guess who he was?
Let me think. Oh, Art. Boo?
Art Boo? Boys and girls, is he right?
If it's Ladybird Parker?
Well, that was six pick up six, so that was Art Boo Blakey. So you were so right, Starfish.
Oh, thanks. I love this song. Let's keep moving.
Right, we just threw him a curve. This jazz man, he plays seven. He plays notes that rise to heaven with a tooth-tooth, booty tooth. Give the man a hand, this man will with the band. Oh, that was, guess who, the trumpet player. You know this, Starfish, I know you do. I'll give you a hint. If you turn
Let's
around.
Let's hear it again, Aunt Jewel. Sorry. It's so hard. But this is so fun. I've been trying to think who it could be. Can you say it again?
I will say it again because I love this song. This jazz man, he plays seven. He plays notes that rise to heaven with a toot toot toodly doot. Give the man a hand. This jazz man wails with the band.
John Burks, also known as Dizzy.
You got that right, Gillespie. This jazz man, he plays eight. He plays keys all 88 with a tink, plink, plinkety, dink. Give the man a hand. This jazz man swings with the band.
Thomas Wright. That's
yes.
Walker.
Oh, you got that right. This jazz man, he plays nine. He plumps strings that sound divine with a thump, 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 thump. Give the man a hand. This jazz man jams with the band. These jazz men, they play ten. We beg them to play again with an encore. We want more. Give them all a hand. These jazz men make one great
band. I love it.
That was so much fun because, Starfish, you know that is what jazz is all about. You just join in and just do things spontaneous, so it is not like it's a program. It is just how you feel.
Exactly. You just got to move and groove and jump and tap. Rap and hop and wiggle and giggle.
So, we're so thrilled with that. So, do you want to share your book of the violin? Because we only have a few minutes. 7 minutes
or
more? Okay, I'm ready.
Boys and girls, are you ready? Are you snuggled now that we had a little mini break of moving and grooving with our favorite jazz bands?
Oh, definitely. And then they'll be able to see what is the difference with the different genres, and we love them all.
Exactly. Well, let's get ready. Boys and girls, my book is called Zin, 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 a Violin. Here we go. Let's get in the mood. Oh, yes, Jazz Rat-a-tat-tat. This book is by Lloyd Mott, illustrated by Marjorie Priceman. Zin, zin, a violin. This is so exciting. With mournful moan and silken tone, itself alone comes one trombone. Gliding, sliding, high notes go low, one trombone is playing solo. Next, a trumpet comes along and sings and stings its swinging song. It joins trombones, no more alone, and one and two, and they're a duo. Fine French horn, its valves all oiled, bright and brassy, loops all coiled, golden yellow joins its fellows. Two, now three, oh, what a trio. Now, a mellow friend, the cello. Next, extend a bow, a bow, a hello. And pin set upon the floor, it makes a quartet. That's four. And soaring high and moving in with zin, 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 a violin. Stroking strings that come alive. Now quintet, let's count them, five. Flute that sends our soul a shiver. Flute that slender silver, silver. A place among the set its picks to make a young sex tech. That's six. Woohoo, this is a big band on Jewel. With steely keys that softly click, its breezy notes so darkly slick, a sleek black wooden clarinet, it's seven, now septet. Gleeful bleeding, sobbing bleeding, through its throbbing double reading, oh boo, please don't hesitate, come. Make it an octet. That's eight. That lazy clown, this big bassoon, he plays low down, we're laughing soon. Here, grumpy, get your place in line and give us a nunnet. That's nine. The harp descends with angel's wing, a heaven's blend through magic strings. And when it joins the others, then behold a chamber group of ten. The orchestra comes in the hall. They're on the stage, we see them all. The cello, harp, clarinet, the trumpet, whom we've also met. The oboe, flute, and big bassoon, all eager to get started soon. Trombone, French horn, and violin, all poised and ready. Now begin! The strings all soar, the reeds implore. The brasses roar with notes galore. It's music that we all adore. It's what we go to concerts for. The minutes fly, the music ends. And so goodbye to our new friends. But when they're bowed and left the floor, if we clap loud and shout encore, they may come out and play once more. And that would give us a great delight before we say a late good night. The end. Oh, wow. That sounds so much fun. That big band. And they talked about being a team and meeting new friends just like we talk about on here on Jewel's Bedtime Stories.
We always do, and that's why the team is so important to have in getting all the boys and girls to sleep. And not only are they getting to sleep, that they will be able to be well rested for the next day ahead. And with Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, we are helping them go to sleep and making every parent happy.
Yes, boys and girls, here the smooth jazz of the summer is now drifting off, but you can have a band, a team at school, and wake up that jazz and have jazz at school. It's just a fun time to get together and enjoy your friends. So, before we leave, of course, we want to take and soar off into dreamland with our favorite, Billie Holiday. But, boys and girls, do you see that bright, twinkling light? I see it at my window. I know, Aunt Jewel, you'll probably see it in a couple hours. But
right.
Here on the East Coast, boys and girls, if you're on the East Coast, look out that window. Yes, it's what you see. That glimmering, shining light is the star. So as we all gaze upon our star, let's make a wish. And wish upon a star as we listen to our favorite song, Just Like a Star by Corinne Bailey Ray.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, only to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel
and girls, here on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, we learn so, so very much. So mommies, daddies, aunts and uncles, take a trip into dreamland to discover Aunt Jewel's imagination playground. And that's where young children and listeners we love, who love bedtime stories, will find Aunt Jewel and me, Starfish, every Sunday at 7:30. Now, we learned so much about jazz, and how can we possibly not end with the best Billie Holiday?
Yes.
What do you think about that, Aunt Jewel?
Oh, love it. Good night. And I know that a lot of you children are already fast asleep, and some of you are in twilight hour. So this will definitely be the greatest thing that they will ever hear, one of them, hearing Billie Holiday. What a wonderful way to close off our jazz series.
Yes, boys and girls, have a wonderful trip into dreamland and get ready for school tomorrow if you're going to school. And if not, get ready for a wonderful day ahead. And boys and girls, we will see you next Sunday at 7:30. Here we go. Our summer jazz as we drift into dreamland.
God bless the time.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is true. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. That's got his own.